from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, UN Security Council meeting on Syria. The United Nations Security Council is holding a private briefing today on the humanitarian situation in Syria, where government forces backed by Russian airstrikes are waging an offensive against rebels in Aleppo. The operation has sent tens of thousands of people fleeing the northern city toward the Turkish border and raised alarms with the United Nations and aid groups who fear a humanitarian disaster in the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday at least 500 people have been killed since the offensive began, including 100 civilians. That situation is expected to be a focal point for the U.S. and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. Secretary of State John Kerry yesterday raised his concerns during a joint appearance in Washington with his Egyptian counterpart.
Russia's activities in Aleppo and in the region right now are making it much more difficult to be able to come to the table and to be able to have a serious conversation. And we have called on Russia, and we call on Russia again, to join in the effort to bring about an immediate ceasefire and to bring about full humanitarian access.
The ISSG, which includes Russia and Iran, is meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. The head of U.S. intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday cyber attacks are among the major security threats faced by the U.S. this year.
Cyber criminals remain the most pervasive cyber threat to the U.S. financial sector. They use cyber to conduct theft, extortion, and other criminal activities.
The intelligence chief said the ISIS group is determined to strike the U.S. homeland beyond inspiring homegrown attacks. This is VOA News. The South African opposition Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court, the country's highest, to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade of his private home. A 2014 government report said Mr. Zuma personally benefited from some of the improvements. Now, these include a cattle enclosure, a swimming pool, and an amphitheater. Last week, the president said he was prepared to repay some of the expenses on the upgrades. Human Rights Watch is calling on Uganda to publicly state that security forces are legally bound to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest in the days leading up to the nation's February 18th election. The U.S.-based rights group made the statement Wednesday saying there's been a troubling rise in implied and explicit threats against anyone who might protest President Yoweri Museveni's winning another term in office. It said that recently one ruling party official, Kasule Lumumba, was recorded telling people in the local language of Luganda that if people protest election results, the state will kill your children. Human rights groups have documented cases of children being shot to death by security forces during public demonstrations in Uganda, including a 2-year-old in 2011 and a 13-year-old in 2009. Kenya's Olympic Committee chairman Tuesday did not rule out the possibility of skipping the Summer Olympic Games in Rio this year over the Zika virus epidemic. The mosquito-borne disease may be linked to birth defects, prompting concerns among athletes and sports officials. Socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire businessman Donald Trump have won their respective Democratic and Republican New Hampshire presidential primary elections. Senator Sanders addressed his supporters.
Together, we have sent the message that will echo from Wall Street to Washington, from Maine to California.
Now, Senator Sanders narrowly lost to her former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in last week's Iowa caucuses. Mr. Trump also addressed his supporters late Tuesday in New Hampshire.
We are going to make America great again, but we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to beat China, Japan. We're going to beat Mexico at trade. We're going to beat all of these countries that are taking so much of our money away from us.
Now, it was a comeback win for Donald Trump, who finished in second place in Iowa behind Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The presidential hopefuls now move on to elections and caucuses in the U.S. states of Nevada and South Carolina later on this month. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.